It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You got us this week. It's Greg Pickle, the great one from Penn Live and the Patriot News. He's a Penn State football beat writer. I'm Andy Shea, sitting in for Dustin Hockensmith. Quarter two, we've got some recruiting. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff surrounding the 2019 class. When you do your weekly mailbags and interaction with the fan engagement, what percentage do you say right now with Penn State's 2019 class sitting at 3 and everybody else around them recruiting? What do you think is the percentage of questions, inquiries that you get about recruiting? Is it half? Is it more than half? Is it three quarters? And do you think it's getting amped up? Do you feel them getting more restless? Now, they're recruiting Knicks, but do you feel them getting restless?
Yo, no question. I mean, you look around the country, and yeah, I don't have it in front of me at this exact second, but I believe of the teams that we consider Penn State to be competitors with at this point, I mean, and this is maybe a new thing for Penn State, but you look at it, Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Miami, Florida State, they all have more than 10 commits. Michigan has 10 exactly. Ohio State is one away from that at 9, but they have 1 5-star and 7 4-stars. And these are the schools that Penn State is recruiting against. Along, I guess you could even throw Georgia in there after the Justin Fields situation.
Maybe, so, yeah.
They have 8 commits, but 3 of them are 5 stars. 4 of them are or 5 of them are 4 stars. If I can get my numbers straight this morning. And then you got to scroll a little bit to find Penn State in the 247 Sports Composite Rankings, because they are at number 44. As we talk here in the middle of May, and just one of those guys is a 3-star, 2 of them are 4 stars, but it is a slow start, no question. And I think that the one response or the one question I get from a lot of people are, you know, why is Penn State so slow? And the answer is, you know, in a lot of ways, because the new recruiting calendar has changed the recruiting game. But the quick retort to that always is, well, why aren't these other schools slowing down? Why aren't they only sitting at 3 commitments? And what I'll say is, and I think we're going to get into this in a minute, Andy, but Penn State has a chance to get rolling here really, really
soon. Correct. Yeah, Penn State does have a chance to get rolling, just for the record. The class stands at 3 right now. There's a bump on the horizon, it appears. It appears. There's a potential for it. Running back Devin Ford and defensive end Antonio Alfano both have Penn State on their short list. And they're making their verbal commitments later this week. Coming up in Wednesday's show, Ross Tucker will join us. And we're going to break down those two players and do a Tucker's tape. We're going to welcome you in for that.
Yes.
Him and I do it all the time. But he's going to break these players down. It's going to be fun. We're going to break them down. And also, inside linebacker Brandon Smith, 5-star kid from Virginia, I believe, correct?
Correct.
Yes. He commits next Monday. So Penn State is on his short list. So all three of these guys, a 5-star and 2 4-stars, all have Penn State on their short list. So there appears the potential for Penn State to get a bump in this recruiting class on the horizon. The official visit period, I mean, you saw the first thing of it was at the blue-white game where they had sort of the two lanes, where they had the unofficial visit for like 150 kids or whatever. How many, you know, they had a huge group of kids there. But then there was also the lane now that the NCAA recruiting guidelines and everything has changed, the dates, how they do everything. Official visit period is now open. Right. And Penn State had a lane for that. I think that's the biggest factor. And I think James is taking his time and adjusting it and using it to actually get the best players that he thinks are best for Penn State. And as I watched James recruit over the last 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing that stands out to me, and it goes back old school. It shows my age. You remember Herb Brooks from 1980, the USA hockey team?
Yep.
When he put that team together, he wasn't looking for the best guys. He was looking for the right guys. Mm-hmm. And as I'm watching James recruit, I think he's looking – everybody's looking for the best guys. Everyone's looking for the best guys. That James is looking for the right guys, and he's looking for something in specific.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the equation that I think gets overlooked and missed a little bit, that I think James is looking for a combo of – these are the best guys for us. They're not necessarily the best guys, but they're the best guys for us.
Right. And, you know, what what I think we forget sometimes is that Penn State under James Franklin, and even back to Bill O'Brien and, of course, Joe Paterno as well, there's been times when they have landed guys that maybe aren't the top five-star best at their position recruits, and they've made them into guys that were capable of outperforming those guys. So, look, it's not to say that Penn State gets a pass for its slow start, because it doesn't, but, you know, no. There are factors in play here that, you know, but look, I mean, the other clearly obvious thing here too, Andy, is that if Penn State would lose out on all three of Antonio Alfano, Devin Ford, and Brandon Smith, there's a real problem now.
That was my question, was, is there a problem if they go over three?
Huge. Because I think the one saving grace for Penn State right now is you can be worried about the fact that they only have three verbal commitments, but you can also print out their list of top targets and say, which one of these guys has crossed off the sheet? Okay, so you lost Andre White to Texas A&M. Well, right. He wasn't the top of the list. Brandon Smith was. You lose, you know, some other guys, some defensive linemen to other programs. Quarterback, yeah.
To Clemson, I believe.
Right yeah. But you can say, okay, like Taquan Roberson was the first guy they offered along with Garrett Schrader. They go 1-for-2 there. And, oh, by the way, Garrett Schrader followed Joe Moorhead to Mississippi State. So what are you going to do? You shrug your shoulders on that one.
Correct.
And chalk it up to it is what it is.
But we'll get into that in Q4 in the right. Coaching segment.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I think that the one thing for Penn State right now is they can say, running back, okay, we offered some guys they committed elsewhere. Devin Ford's been our guy all along. So right. What it comes down to is that if you would lose all three, which I don't think – I see 1 of 3 at worst, 3 of 3 at best, probably 2 of 3 when it's all said and done. But if you go 2 for 3, I think you're pretty happy with your 5 commitments at that point. If you go 1 of 3, you're a little bit uneasy with 4. If you go 0 for 3, whoo! It is time for panic.
Houston, we got a problem.
Right.
It is Apollo 13. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and we are brought to you by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we got you covered. I just covered myself right there. You don't need to know what happened, but I covered it. All right. The other point I want to bring up is we're talking recruiting here in quarter number 2. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Andy Shea. The 2019 class in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's MIA. Even if you look down the target list and the top target list, then you look at the guys who are, you know, kind of that they're on their target list or guys that they've offered, there's not a lot of Pennsylvania flavor to that.
No.
And I jokingly say, well, what happened to dominate the state? But I would argue, and I don't know if you agree or disagree, that it's just not worth recruiting necessarily. I see some of it, but
right.
I go back to they're not looking for the best guys, they're looking for the right guys. And in Pennsylvania in 2019, it's a down year. Let's just call it what it is. It's coming off one of the best years in probably since 14 or 14 class was bad. The 13 class was really good.
Correct.
In Pennsylvania, but 18 was off the charts in this state, and Pennsylvania and James Franklin and Penn State mined it really well. They just don't see the value proposition or the upside to doing that. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's pretty clear that's the case right now.
And not because of what Penn State did either. I say that because I watched a lot of them and have, you know, looked at a lot of them. And Andre White, I'm not sure that that's over, but I'm not sure if that kid can play at Penn State.
Yeah. And I think the other thing to keep in mind, too, and whether he can or not is clear. I mean, Penn State offered him. They think he can. But, you know, the other thing that it gets people worked up from time to time is, okay, you see this guy's going to Wisconsin, this guy's going to Clemson, this guy's going here, this guy has offers from there. Why doesn't Penn State want to be in the mix? You have a kid going to Notre Dame. Why didn't Penn State offer him? And, I mean, what I'm going to say is this, is that over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, we've seen James not be like a chameleon when it comes to recruiting, but they can evolve and they can change into what they need to change into. So 2014, what did we see? We saw them take guys from Vanderbilt and find some late high-end plus guys. Torrence Brown, Christian Campbell come to mind.
Right.
The next year, we see them get Ryan Bates and Jarvis Miller and sort of go on this early run of guys that are familiar with Penn State. 2016, they take it up another level. 17, 18, same thing. You see this progression of not only higher end players, but also not all Mid-Atlantic guys, not just stuck on the PA guys. And
right.
The thing I'll also point out here is that you know, they might not see a need to take a tight end. Like, you know, and so, you know, they might, there might be a Pennsylvania tight end that, you know, is very good, but they may not see the need to do it.
Right. Kids in the country in the 18 class.
Yeah.
That Zach Kuntz is already in, and Freiermuth is there now, too, as the early. Those are two really good tight ends.
Right. And the offensive line, and we're going to see if this is a fair, if they're doing the right thing or not here, and not in a short amount of time, but they are very picky about what they want in an offensive lineman. If they believe a kid's pretty much all grown out, if they believe a kid does not have the type of frame to add a bunch of weight, et cetera, Andy, they're not going to offer him. So, right. Yeah, like I said, we'll see if that's the right idea, if it's going to work out a few years down the road. We still don't know yet, but I just think that that's something that bears keeping in mind as well.
One of the biggest things I think, and James is patient, and James has a process that he is strongly tied to.
Yeah.
And I think another element of that he's bringing in that you're seeing in the as he recruits the 19 class is the talent development angle of it.
Yeah.
This was the first class that was pretty much his guys.
Right.
Right? Six of them were drafted, correct?
Yes.
And 14 or 15.
I believe it's 15 now.
15 of those guys ended up on an NFL roster at a rookie minicamp. And that's just in his first take. And in other words, I want you, we're going to develop you, and if you do what your end of the bargain and you're talented, this is the opportunity at the end of the road. He didn't have that caveat before, and I think that's a new one that he's added into it, and I think that's a factor in here in this as well.
I don't think there's any question about it whatsoever. That is sort of the thing he wants to do, the thing he knows he can do now,
right.
And now it's about just pushing forward with it.
All right, I got two quick questions for you before we get out. What do we got? About a minute left here.
Yeah.
Your top three targets, not named Ford, Alfano, and Brandon Smith as well. Who are the top three targets you think on Penn State beyond those three right there? Because they're all going to announce their choices within the next week.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you take those three out of play, the list doesn't necessarily get short. But, I mean, you know, Xavier Truss is one guy that I really like, the offensive lineman from up in Rhode Island. He just has offers from all over the place. Salim Worley, the guard from Delaware, just put out his decision date, which is going to be mid to late July. So he's a guy to watch at this point in time. And then I think that, you know, I can't go this segment without Brandon Smith just because he's so darn good. But the one that's hanging out there that if you found a way to get him, you'd parade around State College for a week is Zach Harrison, the five-star defensive end from Ohio. So
That's
those three guys really jump off the page to me. You could toss a couple other guys in there, but those are the three, Andy, that really, really catch my mind. You have the two defensive backs out of the Northeast, Marcus Wilson and Tyler Rudolph as well.
What's the number in heading into August where you say Penn State's fine?
Somewhere between 8 and 10. As long as it's the right 8 or 10, it's not reach or a plan C or D. The right 8 or 10, you're good. Under 8, you got a problem.
7 or 6, then you got, that's your oh-no number. All right, that'll do it. Your questions, his answers, Ask Greg is coming up next.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.